Hi, and welcome back to the Smutty Book Podcast. I'm Fab.
And I'm Jor.
And we are your co-hosts.
And on this podcast, we talk about all things books.
Thrillers, romance, gothic and paranormal.
Basically all books with a darker edge.
But also lifestyle. So get cozy, grab your poison, and
come join us on the dark side.
I do like to apologize in advance if you hear like screaming or yelling in the background. I have a partner who is very enthusiastic in his Call of Duty games. And, you know, duty called, so.
Duty did call.
It certainly did.
Well, I have a roommate that wears his AirPods, but they're noise canceling. So when he's on phone calls, he can't hear himself, so he's screaming on phone calls. So if you hear him screaming... Mm-hmm. But because of a phone call, just don't mind that. Hopefully you can.
We're just not minding all the male noise. That came out so wrong. Never mind. The book, Jor. Let's just dive into the book, shall we? Let's keep it just book related.
I like it. Okay, the second half, which was?
Chapter 40 until the very end. Yeah, let's leave out page numbers. Just chapter 40 until, obviously, the end, like I literally just said.
Which is also the whole book, so.
We're just going to discuss the entire book. So spoilers, also maybe theories, or, yes. I don't know, like speculations and predictions, but first the book.
Yes.
Give
me all your thoughts.
I would really like to scream right now, but because it's such like a monotonous sound, Discord will not pick it up, so I won't. But it's just like pure chaos. My head is spinning. I have like a multitude of theories. Everything just happened all at once. I couldn't make out like left from right or front from like behind or however you want to freaking call it. So many things, Jordan. So many things went through my head when I finished this book. And so, I am.
Okay.
Yeah. No. You continue.
No. You continue.
I am so mad that the ending was spoiled for you. Because now I can even understand the anger more because of what a fantastic and horrible ending actually that was. I mean, not horrible for us because we can literally dive in like within the next few days when this one comes out.
I was even like, I did not rate this book on Goodreads. I did not rate it on Storygraph because I'm like, every time I think about the ending, I'm just furious. Not only was I spoiled that Riesland, like she lands. So I didn't necessarily know that she was going to land in their world, but I knew she was going to meet Rhys. I knew that was going to happen. I also knew that Rune is the punk rock version of Rhys. So both of those were spoiled for me. That kind of sucks, is like going into it. So like you're talking about, oh, he's like really similar to Rhys. In my mind, I was like, yeah, because he looks just fucking like him, but I couldn't tell you that because I didn't want to spoil it. But like, I knew, so like when I, the sword, I couldn't say, that's why I said the River Queen's sword, because I was like, I know they're fucking connected, so I'm like, I'm not gonna say anything. So it's just like, and someone just texted me and was like, oh, what did you think about the ending? Because she was like, I want you to record it, but before I knew the ending, I was going to record myself reading that last page. But now I'm so glad I didn't, because the whole time I was just literally fuming in that last chapter. Exactly. Anybody, we were like, oh, well, you've had so much time to read it. And I was like, a publisher could have put, exactly. I'm like, what about all the new people meeting her? A publisher could have put spoiler warning. A publisher can 100% put spoiler warning. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. You continue, because like, I'm so happy that like, at least I can live through your, have you been able to like pick up something else, or do you just keep thinking about that?
Both. I am actually, I'm disloyal to this fantasy world because I am reading now another fantasy book. But my mind, after each single chapter, it just goes straight back to Sarah J. Maas's universe, really.
Oh,
and that's
really?
The thing now. Yeah, I mean, nothing can, like, live up to these standards. And these are pretty high standards.
I feel like that is how I felt before. But, like, this book, I was just, like, as soon as I finished it, I put it down. And I just... That's why, like, we definitely, mm-hmm. like, whether we decide to buddy... The third one, as soon as I buy it, I am reading it because I refuse to have this, that one spoiled for me.
So wait, nobody read?
Well, oh, no. Like, we could buddy read, but I'm just saying, like, we're going to have to start it right away because I refuse.
Oh, definitely. Oh, no, I'm clearing out my schedule. Yeah, no. I'm right there with you. I refuse to... give room to people to potentially spoil it for me and you, then, of course, an extension.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that I find it very fascinating in a positive way that Danica remains to be the star of the book, even though she's freaking dead.
Yes. She is 100% is a main character, just like Bryce and Hunt. Oh, and I am really happy that they're, like, mates. So it's, like, definitely them, too.
I think they're endgame. I swear to God, if something happens to either of them. Well, I don't think that something's going to happen to Bryce because I feel like she is, like, the key main character. And Hunt is, like, a main character.
Yeah, but it's almost like they need each other, though. So I don't think anything... That's true. Could happen to them, but I am very nervous. Like, I do wonder if Rune's gonna die because, like,
oh my
even
God,
like
yeah.
the prophecy, you know what I mean? Like, I am mm-hmm. very nervous about that. Do you think Cormac's dead?
I think so.
See, I feel like KV Rose says, if we didn't see him die, I mean, he was on fire, but the Fae, I could see. So, I don't know. And actually reading Sophie died, oh, I was so sad.
I genuinely did not see that coming. I thought, because what you said, like, in the previous episode, I thought it should be Agent Daylight.
Oh, my God. But the fact that
I kind of saw it.
Hind?
I didn't.
I did not see that coming.
No.
I was very shocked with that. And I actually was really happy that, like, I didn't see that coming and... I was like, okay. And I think her and Rune are mates.
I think so too. Because, excuse me. Oh God, I literally just had it. There is this one excerpt wherein Rune describes to Bryce, I think. here. Page 492.
Let me go to port. Wait,
yes.
Page 492.
Yes. Oh, that was a fantastic British accent, Jor. Well done.
Thank you. I
think
I've never
done it
again. Okay.
One and done. On the lower half of the page, where you have, like, the italics show, this was how it was that day with Sandra that into her mind. When you ripped off her head, you were in danger then too. And then she says, what is that supposed to mean? And then Rune kind of, like, explains to her that it means that he's going ballistic in a way that only threatened. And I'm like, but that's exactly what happened with, you know, when the Hind was, like, not captured, but, like, stayed at the Eternal City. He was, like, so dead set on, like, saving her, rescuing her. I'm like, well, this is what you're saying about Brian and Mace, because he only goes ballistic when the other one is in danger, that too, won't you say?
Yes, and the fact that, like, when all that, the main ending was happening, and he was like, I can't look at her, but then the fact that, like, that other angel, Pollux, whatever his name is, was, like, standing there, he was, like, getting very angry at him being there. So, but, like, he was like, I also want nothing to do with her. Like, I hate her. But
yeah,
I was
very conflicted.
Yes. So I was like, oh,
Oh my goodness.
And then we did have one. Well, let me see if I can find it. I did have one thing where it's like, have you seen those things where it's like on like Instagram and it will be like, oh man, I'm trying to find it. Oh, it's like, it's always, I love you. It's never, I love you. I wish I said it more, but I love you, Quinlan. And our love story is stronger than time, greater than distance. Our love spans across stars and worlds. I will find you again. I promise. I definitely am going to put it in an Instagram reel being like, it's always, I love you. And it's never. And never. Then it is.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes. No, I know those reels. And this is going to work so well with that.
Right? I'm like, okay, at least I got that.
Oh my god. Okay, what did you think of the big secret from the Asteri? Asteri.
Okay. I didn't think it is it weird that I didn't think it was so like shocking? It was like I guess I expected more, but maybe in the back of my head I was just like I wasn't so focused on the story, but I do think it's interesting because it's like they went to hell kicked them out, and then it was like interesting where all the worlds they went to, and then either conquered it, lost it, destroyed it, whatever they did to it. But I did think it was interesting because I kind of thought hell was lying, like readying the armies and like doing all that stuff. I didn't totally believe that, and wanting them to like work with Bryce to attack them. So I did, I was like, oh, so hell was telling the truth, or like the princes of hell anyways. So I did think that was like, I was like, oh, okay. So now I'm very curious where she's going to go with this. I'm almost like, so we know the third one's next. I'm very curious, like, do you think Bryce will be in the third one, or do you think it's going to stay in Crescent City? And when Az gets his book, because I think we've been confirmed that Az gets is the next one that gets a book. So when he gets his book, is it almost going to be like Bryce in that story? So like, we're not going to get an ending to this until all of that is wrapped up. Or is this going to continue on with Bryce and everybody else, but it's just taking place in two separate spots, kind of like Heir of Fire with Manon and then Aelin, and then like how everybody's like spread out. Granted, that is the same world, so I don't know. But I'm very curious to see how, like, what do you think?
I actually think that is going to play out in two different worlds. So I still think that Bryce's story is going to be told, yes.
But you still think, like, and then Rhys and Feyre and all of them will be in the third book, just from Bryce's point of view when it gets to them? Like, do you think they would have a point of view, or just Bryce interacting with them?
That is a good question. I think, well, because it's told from third person, right? Everyone can have, like, a... I can see it happening that they have like minor perspective narratives. So when we have, for example, in this book in House of Sky and Breath, where we see like little instances, Aethon and Therion, they don't have like chapters, but they do like tell a small story, if you will. I think that's what's going to happen, Rhys, and I think, what's her name? Amryn and Asriel too. I think that Nesta won't be playing a huge part in this one. I don't think Feyre is going to be that big in this one too. I have a theory about Elaine though. I think that she is going to be a main character, like a key character. Sorry, ooh, I'm like diverting from like your question. Two? Yes, three.
Oh, Oh, I meant like Crescent City, like two.
Sorry.
Like,
yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
Comma two. Yes. No. Got. I get. I got gotcha. You.
Well, I almost like along those lines. I have a. So what I'm thinking is Crescent City 3 will only like it's gonna have like Rune, Hunts, Therion, like Ithyn, like all of their point of views. But I think it's going to have Bryce's point of view and then, but not have any of them, like any of the Court of Thorns and Roses people, just Bryce interacting with them. But I do think it's interesting. Like, I think I could see Tamlin actually playing a bigger part because he's a Fae shifter. So I can see, and I can see what you're saying with Elaine, because I think Elaine and Tamlin are going to end up together, and I, at least I want them to, and I could see them having a bigger part in this because of the shifter and, like, the Fae, and saying how, because it's like, he was saying how Hunt is part Fae, but, like, from, a, like, you're from a different land, like, to Bright, you know what I mean, like from a different like Fae land. So I almost wonder if like the Fae shifters are from a Court of Thorns and Roses, like that land. But like she, but they also. So he said, "You're from the land that's Twilight." So I'm like, is that like the Night Court, or are we talking about like the like Dusk Court? Like, are you from like one of, you know what I mean? So I was like. Yeah. Are you from one of those? So, like, are all Fae, like, that's where they were taken from type thing? So I'm kind of curious to see where she goes for book three. I am very curious about that. And we're going to know that you mentioned January 30th.
Oh, man. It's going to come so soon, though. It's interesting that you say the Land of Twilight. Have you heard... Or have you seen or, like, seen snippets from that one interview in which Sarah's, I guess, publisher or editor, whatever, said that she signed up for, like, six new, like, an entire new series called Twilight of the Gods?
Twilight of the Gods?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like
no,
a working, it's like a, either, it's either, like, a working title, oh, but so apparently like- there have been, like, these tweets where Sarah talked about, like, that she has this idea for a new series called Twilight of the Gods, like, back in whenever. And I think those tweets have actually been deleted, but of course, screenshots exist. And the internet is forever. So they've been, like, and now that you say that Hunt is, like, a different type of, like, Fae race, like, you know, like, has traces of, like, a lineage of Fae, and then in combination with the Night Court being maybe... before, like, split into two courts. So we have, like, the Dusk Court and then the Night Court. Because it's... Have you looked at, like, Perithian lately? Have you, by any chance? The Night Court is pretty fucking big. As opposed to, like, the other courts.
That's true. But also, you know what they were saying? Like, in the third... I think it was the third Court of Thorns and Roses. Remember they were trying to reach out to the Fae that had feathery wings? And isn't that...
Yeah,
what,
like, the angel...
Yeah, and that's what Hunt had. So, like, even though they're saying he's an angel, like, he is, like, a different type of Fae that has the feathery wings. Because then they – because she was even saying, like – because I think some of, like, Braxton, like, he has the leathery wings, I think. Or he has a different color feathery wings. But, like, I remember seeing the leathery wings in this. But I don't know if that was when Bryce landed and she's – looking at like Cass or Az and Cass or Az and looking at their leather wings, but I'm like, clearly maybe like Hunt is from that land and of like the feather wings that they were asking for help in A Court of Thorns and Roses, which I don't think they ever ended up showing up. I don't think they did.
Yeah, no, they did.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious. I'm just like kind of curious because, or I'm kind of confused because we don't necessarily know timeline. So like we don't, like we know what time it is, like the year in Crescent City, because mm-hmm. it's set everywhere, but we don't necessarily know the time frame that A Court of Thorns and Roses is. You just know true. It's like before all that, because like they're clearly dressing different. So
I have to interject here.
Oh my, please, please, please.
Like, what you're saying is true. Like, we do not know, like, the actual time frame in A Court of Thorns and Roses as in, like, the year. Like, we don't know, like, what their, I guess, calendar looks like. We don't know. I mean, they have, like, a winter solstice. So they do work, like, with, you know, like, seasonal changes, I guess. But remember when, and I actually did some digging. Like, I pulled out, like, all my Kindle books and I searched for certain, like, keywords. The mentioning or like the mention of 15,000 comes up quite a lot. And if you look, I'm not really sure on which page it is, but if you look in House of Sky and Breath, where Bryce is finding out the truth about the Asurai, like so many years ago, we defeated this world. So many years ago, we like destroyed that world. There is like this one world. Not Perithian is not like named by that certain name, but there is one where it says like 15,000 years ago, they were defeated. The Asurai had to like leave that world. And then Amrin from A Court of Thorns and Roses said the old language of Fae, like old Fae, hasn't been spoken since like 15,000 years ago. So I actually think that even though in terms of like modernity, they're obviously like not the same. Like they don't have cell phones. They don't have like television. We have like in Crescent City. I think that they are taking place
at the same time.
At the same time.
Oh, which would make sense. They're just like a different world, which is why they wouldn't have all that stuff. That actually mm-hmm. makes sense because like Amarin has talked about like her world. And how at one point it was really bad. And I think that yep. was the war with them. And it would make sense because they've like conquered all these places. I was kind of waiting for Perithian too. But like maybe that is true. Or that was talking about where Amarin was. And where, because I think Amarin has faced these before. These people before, which the Asurai, they're not like angels, right? They're just immortal beings. So they're not like Fae. They're not angels. They're not anything, right?
Yeah, they're just immortal. So-called godlike. Yeah.
Okay.
Because of like, they're feeding off the first light and second light. But yes.
Yes. So, see, that's what I think I got confused with because I thought they were like essentially like just this immoral. Well, they are immoral, but like immortal, like angel. But I think they're just beings. Like godlike beings, like you're saying. They're not like angel or fae or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what happened to... Because like, you know, the Autumn King? I was wondering if at one point it was like the Autumn King, like he was from...
The fall. Autumn Court?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like from like spring, summer, fall. So I almost like wondered because like the red hair, literally all the like same as like, but like
not the heiress and like a Baron.
Mm-hmm.
I see dots and I'm connecting.
I'm connecting. But then I kind of wonder if she'll like, so now we know that these two series connect. Do you think she would mm-hmm. like include like Aelin and like Rowan and like that them and have it like all three series combined, or do you think they'll like still
going to be like some overlap, maybe not some huge ones from like Kingdom of Ash or like at least Throne of Glass, but I mean the first original lab of course was from when Aelin like fell through worlds and she saw like Rhea and Farrah, right? That's and like then, the original.
Well, and I feel like if we would have read this after reading this, I think she falls through Crescent City too. Like that's what I've heard. I've never reread it, so I've never actually read that. Mm-hmm. But I heard that she falls through. Like I think someone else was telling me, like when she falls through, she notices way more technology, like skyscrapers, and like a lot of people are speculating that was Crescent City.
Oh, I mean, we can do some research in real time. While I am dropping some other things, we have like this entire mythology and like lore about Thea and like Pelion, Pelion, and Helene or Helena. And there is this second daughter who doesn't have a name for some weird ass reason. I have seen theories where they say that Rune's mother, Lauren something something, who is related to Cormac too, because they were brother and sister. They are brother and sister. Not Cormac and his mother, but like his father. And anyways, he is a direct descendant from Helena, but then Rhys is a direct descendant from like the unnamed younger sister, and that his last name is actually Starborn. Or do you think that's too far-fetched?
What's Rhys's last name now?
There is nothing. Complete speculation.
Interesting. I never saw that theory, because I know a lot of like there's a lot of theories going out there, but because I hadn't read this book yet, I didn't want to like read anything about it. So I don't know. I feel like this is going to be like one of those things that I feel like as soon as, but it's almost like I'd want to wait until all the series are complete and then like reread them all. But it's like, I don't even know what order to read them in. I would hope that when Sarah's done, she would say like, okay, best reading order. And I would love to read it in that order. And it doesn't necessarily need to be the order of like, okay, Crescent City, series. Throne of Glass. Yeah. But I want it like, okay, start with Throne of Glass, 1-2, Assassin's Blade, Air of Fire. Then go to Court of Thorns and Roses, 1-2-3. Go back. No, maybe read Crescent City 1. Then go back, read the rest of Throne of Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Read the novella, Silver Flames, Crescent City 2-3.
It's like, you should maybe make a guide about it.
But I don't know if that should be like the right order. But thinking, I feel like you need to know Crescent City before reading the final book where she's falling through the worlds. But you need to know, I don't necessarily think you need to know that Feyre has a baby yet, but you should. I remember being super excited when it was like, oh, she got pregnant. So then you read the novella, then Silver Flames, because then you know she actually gets pregnant. Do you think Crescent City 3, Feyre has a baby in it?
Well, I should hope so.
Or do you think it's taking place not at that time? I know you're saying it's at the same time, so you would say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So technically, Bryce being in Perithian, that takes place before A Court of Silver Flames?
Essentially, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
But there's no hints in A Court of Silver Flames that a stranger had visited those lands.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's a good point. But I'm almost like,
I found it, by the way. Aelin.
Found what?
Falling through worlds. Oh, she doesn't say like technology, but there is like this one where she slammed through them faster than a shooting star, faster than light. Home, she had to find home. Worlds of lights, worlds of towers that stretched to the skies, and worlds of silence. So I think maybe the worlds of towers, like skyscrapers, that might have been Crescent City. And then a bit later, do I see something else? No, then she actually falls through Perithian. She passed through a world of snow-capped mountains under shining stars, passed over one of those mountains where a winged male stood beside a heavily pregnant female. And they were fae, but this was not her world.
I love reading that, honestly, was amazing.
Right?
But then I do think, yes, I do think she fell through Crescent City.
So dope.
I think it would be kind of cool. Dope. I think it'd be kind of cool if she like combined all of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where
but like Hypaxia.
Oh, and Celestina. Sorry, yes. Yeah, Hypaxia.
Oh, love them together. But no. I was thinking, is she in some way like related to Manon. But she, or not related.
I should
to
hope so.
But like
from the Wish lineage? Yeah.
But yes, like from the, well, because Manon has like the spiky, pointy hand fingers and Hypaxia doesn't. But if she's like one of the other, because isn't there like three stems of like different witches? But, or like in some way are related, connected. But yes, oh my God, I was not expecting her and the angel. I was not expecting that.
Me neither. I was expecting it. I did expect it to be someone who we had already like met in the books, but not like them too. Very yeah, pleasant surprise, I have
I
to
thought
say.
It was the, me too. I thought it was the Myrrh at first, like Therion. I thought it was him because yeah. just like their dynamic. Which I, and again, like I was so shocked on Agent Day. So that was cool.
I thought it was, Harpy when they met at like the fountain on
And then did you
Death
think
Day.
She like lied?
I don't know. I just saw that happen. I'm like, where the fuck is, wait, did we know by that point that Sophie had, was actually dead? I think so. Right.
I think so.
So then, the Harpy was waiting for him. I'm like, oh my God, no, it's not the Harpy. And then there was the Hind, and I just did not make that connection.
No.
And then it was like, the Hind enters the scene, saves the day, sort of. Oh, double agent. Sweet. Kind of like it, I have to say. Kind of adding like a little dash of Mission Impossible. Also, Braxian, whatever his name is.
Oh, mates with Danica. Didn't see that coming either.
No. I felt so sad because every single time that we saw like a glimpse of humanity in him, I'm like, do we trust you? Is this for real? But I think he just really wants to be like connected to like Bryce and Hunt because, you know, now we have like the evidence because of Danica. But also like I think he is.
With like Bryce. But then I also feel so bad for Bryce because literally Danica just like.
Kept everything,
lied about
her,
everything
from her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hid everything. Didn't lie. Just didn't tell her. And I was like, oof.
Lying whoa. By omission is still lying.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
How you do
there
that?
There are so many mind fucks in this book. I love it so much.
Oh, yeah. And I just love how detail-oriented she is. So it's like you could read this series again for the first time and pick up on things you, like, missed.
I know.
Read it again for a second time because you pick up things you
best
missed
one.
The first time.
Best one. Yes.
That was it.
Wait, can I share some theories that I have with you, please?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. I actually posted it to Instagram already, so a bit of a fraud I have. But there we go.
How did I miss this? When did you post this on Instagram?
2 hours ago.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense. I haven't been on Instagram.
I'm just going to go through them. Let them all sink in.
Okay.
And then just like, or like, stop me mid-sentence.
Got it.
Danica's research into Dusk's truth extends to Perithian as well. The Night Court is too big of a court to only exist of night. Dusk was a recognized court before even Moore's family started to govern the Court of Nightmares. That's one. Then I have Elaine will be a key character in A House of Flame and Shadow. As a new seer, which is a Norse mythology reference, who will also help Bryce get back to home to Midgard or to Hell. I also see it happening as she represents Persephone in a way. She will come into her full power with Hell. The Autumn King is related to the Autumn Court, and Cormac's family, his father especially, the Stag King, is related to Elaine. Or Aelin, sorry, and Terrasen. Or Terrasen, or however you want to name it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
As shifters, that's where your Tamlin theory came in just now, are determined Fae, albeit a different race of Fae. I believe the Fender family line has Moon, Fenris, and Cornel were Fae shifters too. Throne of Glass. Hunt and Bryce are endgame. Aha! I had a typo. I said Hunt and Bruce are endgame. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Hunt is a direct...
They definitely are because Hunt, they're mates.
No, I know, but I have here Hunt and Bruce rather than Hunt and Bruce.
Well, no, you were saying they are endgame, and I'm like, but they are endgame because they're mates.
Yeah, but some people think that maybe not. They're not.
Oh,
like,
really?
And, yeah.
Oh, I mean,
we kind of like speculated in a previous episode too, where we said, you know, how stays with like the first love interest. We had, well, since it's basically, I guess, spoilers for all the series, Feyre doesn't stay with Tamlin.
No, but like, but they all stay with, like, well, most of them stay with their mates. So like the fact that they mated their mates. Because I mean, I said that that way because Elaine is definitely going to reject Lucien and not be.
Which I am so here for, by the way.
Me too.
Reject societal standards, even in the Fae world.
I mean, okay. I feel like Sarah is the. Sorry, one thing. Because I feel like Sarah is not something that she doesn't make everything nice and neat. Dorian and Manon, like, they didn't even end up together. Like, there's the speculation that they might, but there's nothing. Or Lysandra and Aelin's cousin. Like, you think...
Oh, yeah.
Adian, I think?
Yeah.
Something that starts with an A. But, like, he really loves her, and he can shapeshift into anything. Or she can...
She can shapeshift into anything. She's a shapeshifter. Wow, try to say that five times.
So she can shapeshift into anything, and he's like, and he's bisexual. So like, he's like, if you want to be a man, I'll be with a man. Like, I have no problem. And so, but like, nothing's like set. Like, it leaves that open to speculation because Lysandra is like actually really hurt by him. So like, at the end, we're gonna need to preface this episode with spoilers for all Sarah's books.
Actually, yes, yeah, like main title. House of Sky and Breath, and then sort of like subtitle spoilers for all series.
So do not listen to if you haven't. But then even the Court of Thorns and Roses, like, yes, Feyre and Rhys get together, but then yes, we know that, but that's because they got their own book. But the fact that Cass and Nesta did, and then like, we know, you just know that Elaine's not going to end up with her mate because like, Sarah doesn't make everything.
It's also such a mindfuck.
Yeah, but I felt like I was going somewhere with that.
Yeah, no, you're definitely on a train.
Probably not the right one. Okay, you continue with your theories.
Hunt is a direct descendant from Thor, if not a forced reincarnation, bred, because he was bred to hunt whatever, really, because that's what the asteroid said.
And, like, talking about the hammer, I agree. I agree with that
one. Bryce is a made asteroid, as she technically fed off the Dead Gate Second Light.
Oh. Okay.
Rhys's last name is Starborn, and is a direct descendant from Feyre's second unknown daughter, Runis Helenus. They're cousins. Our cousins.
I could see that. I could see that.
Three, four times removed, probably. But
just because... similar looking, and I can see that.
I've also seen like a crack theory where the little boy that Feyre sees at the bone carver with the bone carver is actually not Nyx, like not their son, but it's actually Rune. Which may be a bit too far fetched, but but Rune is said to have like, well, violet shade of blue for his like eyes, eye color. And I guess if you have like, yes?
No. No, you keep going.
Okay. No, well, I'll just continue with the list because maybe it was a too bit far fetched. But like I said, it's a correct theory. Jessiba or Jessiba, again, however you want to pronounce it, is not her real name. The Underking, when Hunt and Bryce go to like the Dead Gate or like the Bone Quarter, the Underking says he knew of her, but not necessarily by that specific name. So I think her name is Aliana, which is a goddess or like a mythical being, right? In A Court of Thorns and Roses, I think.
Oh.
Question mark. There is something great hidden beneath Remio, the mountain of in the Night Court, where they hold like all of these blood rite rituals. The first blood rite with, and I had to look this up. The first blood rite with this person that I can't pronounce happened 15,000 years ago, according to a court of Mist and Fury. Again, 50,000. He protected the Blackstone against the Daclan, which I think is the Asterai, but then just like the Perithian name for the Asterai, which made them lose the war and flee Perithian. Also, I think the mystics that the astronomer keeps, they have the same power of like seeing, you know, like the mythical, whimsical power that Elaine has, but also Asriel's mother, because she is said to have like, I don't know, like futuristic prediction tendencies or however you want.
I feel like that. I really should reread Court of Thorns and Roses because I don't remember like that much, but I feel like now having all this in mind to reread it would probably be like so beneficial.
Yeah. I might reread now the just Kingdom of Ash, just like this last book. Yeah.
Ooh. I say that I'm going to reread it, but like, let's be real, I'm probably not.
Well, maybe audiobooks, you know? Just have them like sneak in.
Just a little sneak.
But yeah, so many good things to come. Also,
I am super excited for the third one.
Can I just say like one more thing? I felt like such a wave of pride. Maybe a bit strange. But when Rune said, long live the to Bryce.
Oh my gosh. Same. And the fact that that was like the kicker, like that was what did he call it? Like that was the code word or something for like Hunt to like shoot and then like Bryce to go. Like, oh, yes.
I know. So good.
Love that. Oh. But I almost wonder, like, I'm very curious because, like, Crescent City was almost, like, essentially made, like, or not Crescent, like, Midgar, or not, I think Crescent City was essentially made for the Asterai to bring people so they could feed off them. So I almost wonder if, like, the end of Crescent City, if that world is just going to die and then they're all going to end back up in Perithian. Or will they just kill the Asterai and then still reside in Crescent City? Like, I'm very curious to see, like, how Sarah...
gonna have that play out.
Yeah. Because I can see them residing there and just, like, you choose to stay here or we can, like, find you back to your home, or I can see too, because like even they were saying like different parts of like Sandrels, like where Braxton was like staying, it was very outdated, or like the undersea was very outdated, the beneath, like the river court. So I feel like it wouldn't be like necessarily that weird to go back home. But I'm like, I can see like in Crescent City with all the technology and things like that being weird to not stay. So I'm just kind of curious to see like where.
They're just going to bring all the technology and like modernity to Perithian.
Exactly.
I mean, there is also still much that we don't know about the mainland in A Court of Thorns and Roses. We know Perithian, which is basically island, and then we have Hyber, which is the other island, and then we have the mainland, but it's obviously it goes way beyond like the map that we see on the page. There is like the human realm, and then there is like this one little teensy townsy type of like place where the angel winged fae live. It's all still so very mythical and mystical.
Or do you think there's still separate worlds?
Wait, what?
So it's separate like worlds? Technically, like, you know how there's the mainland, but I mean, I guess it's kind of weird for Crescent City, but like I almost wonder, like, Perithian, like, they don't have, like, do they really know all of it? And is Crescent City, like, on the opposite side of them type of thing? Like,
so then you would say that Midgard, because Midgard is, like, the planet. But then they have, like, Bonjera, and then they have,
like, other places on Midgard. Or, so, like, that's why I'm kind of curious, like, essentially is them killing the Astrai, them destroying Crescent City, or destroying Midgard, or, how is that? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Are you getting the map?
No, I'm getting my laptop charger.
Oh, I thought you were getting, like, the map of Perithian. Wait. Let me see if I can look it up. Balbara. We have the planet Midgard, then there's the continent of Pangaea, which has the internal city, the Crystal Palace, and the Imperial Senate. Then there's also on that continent, Verdinia, Servus, and Kavala. I'm looking up a guide. And then there's the other continent, Falbara, Lothanion, which is Crescent City. And then there's Avalon, where Cormac was from, Nidaros, Corinth. Isn't Corinth also one of those stars above Remiel?
I don't know.
Let me look it up really quickly. Stars, Remiel, Kotar. Gotta love keywords. Accept all. No, I just need the names, honey. I don't need anything. Okay, I can't find it. No, I can't find it. Corinth sounds so familiar. Because the stars above, like, because they represent, like, the mountaintops or something? I don't know. We can cut this out. You want to try to find it?
I mean, I, like, it's not, like, it, like, got disconnected, and I don't know how to, like, bring it back. So I don't know if you have more to say or if you want to just, like, wrap it up. But I, like, can't get, like, this is what happens. Like, it, like, just disappears on Discord, and it's so fucking frustrating. But did you have more to say?
No, actually, I don't think so. Oh, I'm sort of bump. No, I'm done.
Yeah.
Wait, is your laptop also not picking up, like, your phone? Maybe you can try to record, just making things unnecessarily difficult for you.
Because it's input device, right?
Yeah. Because you speak into your microphone.
No, but can you hear?
Yes.
Wait, can you hear me?
I can hear it just fine.
But now, does it sound good, or does it sound?
At least it's way better. It sounds actually pretty crisp, not gonna lie.
Okay, wanna continue with my phone?
At least for a little bit, yes. But I can try to find that in my own time. I don't want to, like, bore the people who are not present right now to with that. I'm going to find out.
Bore the people that will.
I will always bore the people. That's what I do for 3 years already, you know, like every. Anyways.
It's just, it's what we do.
It really is, though. But I thought, like, Corinth sounded really familiar. But I looked that up, the guide, and this is not just, like, even with Sarah J. Maas's universe, just, like, any fantasy book. Like, I am always so blown away with, like, the detailed maps that fantasy books have. But then if you look at, like, worlds and, like, different worlds, I'm like, how small are those planets if they only have, like, one country, you know? Like, for example, if we have the world of where Perithian takes place in, is then literally Perithian the only country in that world, on that world? That's yeah, a very so that's small what, world.
Very small. Very small. So yes. I'm very curious. I'm very curious to see just like how they all come together. I'm just curious where she's going to go. Like, I feel like
Sarah
the first,
or Bryce?
Oh, like Sarah, like where she's going to go with the third book. Cause it's like, I feel like the first one wrapped up pretty nicely that you knew it was kind of almost starting fresh because of like the war that happened with the hell and stuff and like all the demons coming up. But now it's like kind of so much like open-endedness of like her being like with Reese and them, and then like Hunt and Rune being like held captive now. Like I'm very, very, oh, and now Hunt, did he essentially put the slave tattoo back on him? Is that what he did? Okay, well, that's what I thought.
Hunt, but not Hunt, right? That was the other Astri dude, Regulus?
Oh yeah, like he put the slave tattoo back on Hunt.
Yeah. Technically, the entire Autumn, well, I want to say Autumn Court, but I mean like the court of the Autumn King, they should riot because technically, because he is now a prince consort.
That's true. But
they've taken just a fae as a slave, which is, you know, not cool.
But also, like, don't they still rule over the, like, king of Autumn King? Like the Astri? So I'm very...
Well,
but, like,
I mean,
the fact that this war happened so many years ago, and then Hunt was, like, being made a slave, but, like, this war that he had with them was actually, like, trying to help, but they just failed. So it's, like, now all this bad that he did for this person, it's, like, but essentially was for a good cause. And so it's kind of, like, okay, so now you know what he did was, like...
justified, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now he's a slave again.
Do you think the Autumn King is like one of those characters where we're just like made to believe that he is but he's actually like fairly smart. He will have like a redemption. There is like more to him than meets the eye, so to say. I think that he knows more than what we know now of him, because he had like the orrery, I can't pronounce it, like that constellation planetary thing, like in a, I think he knew, because he's been searching for like a truth too already, right? Because that's what he told Bryce, like I just want to know, like, about, want to know, like, it's not that he said it with so many words, but it's basically of it. I think that he has maybe that he is justified in his reasoning for the things that he does. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay, so I was wondering that too. But like the fact that he like hurt Rune, isn't that like weird?
No.
Like I feel like that's really bad. Weird. He knows more, and I think we're going to learn more of him, but I still think he might be bad.
Fair.
And I only want to, like, maybe just not that I just want to discuss, like, one last thing, but I have only thingy that I want to, like, throw in there. Meryl from A Court of Silver Flames, like those priestesses, like, and where Bryaxis lived, like in that library, spiral downwards library, we have like one of the main, I want to say priestess, but I'm not really sure if that was, that she was a priestess too. There was this one woman, female, called Meryl, and she was also searching the worlds that she thought that they were like stacked like plates, like discs on top of one another, which actually makes sense if you look at Kingdom of Ash again, because Aelin was like falling.
Yeah, that would make sense.
But then again, when Bryce was like in the actual planets, like circular planets, balls.
Balls.
It all comes back to balls, man.
It really does.
So I just wonder, like, how that's all going to play out, because there is like all of these hints throughout. It's just like more to what meets the eye. Like, there's more out there. And I think this is pretty damn cool. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen
in number three. I agree. Me too. Three.
So, yeah, which one to do? What was that?
Yeah. Just, I can't.
Unless you have to add, my dear friend.
No, I don't think so. I think this pretty much wraps it up.
Okay, then let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. So, hopefully you all enjoyed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Spoilers for every and all series.
Oh, yep.
We really have to make that into a post.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Thank you so much for listening.
And please don't forget to rate and review wherever you can find us.
So catch you next time.
Catch you on the flip side, motherfucker.
Bye.